with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting some users of Google's autocomplete are crying foul for incomplete results when they search for Trump and assassination attempt. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
Users say results pulled up references to other assassination attempts, including that of Harry Truman and Gerald Ford, but nothing for Trump. Instead, two options were provided, President Donald Duck and President Donald Reagan. Google says that its autocomplete feature has automated protections regarding violent topics, including for searches about theoretical assassination attempts. Google says its systems were out of date even prior to July 13th, meaning that the protections already in place could not take into account that an actual assassination attempt had occurred. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The acting director of the Secret Service and the FBI deputy director heard withering criticism from senators today during a hearing on the Trump assassination attempt.
Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee Chairman Gary Peters says mistakes were made on July 13th.
By all accounts, this was an inexcusable security and planning failure.
Ranking Member Rand Paul says the Secret Service bungled.
There is no question that this was a monumental failure by the Secret Service. They had one job and they failed.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin blamed easy access to guns.
We cannot lose sight of the factor that contributed to the violence on July 13th.
Ranking Member Lindsey Graham says the Air Force wouldn't tolerate this.
If this happened in the military, a lot of people would be fired.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Israel has carried out a rare strike on Beirut, which it said killed a top Hezbollah commander, who is allegedly behind a weekend rocket attack that killed 12 young people in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 203 points. This is SRN News. A Christian teacher in England has lost a legal case involving pronouns.
A high court judge in London ruled that Christian math teacher Joshua Sutcliffe should continue to be banned for refusing to use the preferred pronouns of a girl identifying as a boy. According to the group Christian Concern, the judge said the teacher's religious beliefs were not a valid reason to avoid using students' preferred pronouns. The Christian Legal Center said it's now common for teachers who express long-held Christian beliefs on marriage and gender to face a wide range of discipline. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Paris Olympics organizers have apologized to anyone who is offended by a reenactment of Da Vinci's Last Supper during the opening ceremony. The scene featured drag queens, dancers, and a woman portraying Jesus Christ. Catholic leaders in France, as well as church and political leaders in the U.S., denounced the scene as a mockery of Christianity. This is SRN News. Tesla is recalling more than 1.8 million vehicles because of a hood issue that could increase the risk of a crash.
The electric vehicle manufacturer is recalling certain 2021 through 24 Model 3, Model S, and Model X cars, as well as 2020 through 24 Model Y vehicles. The hood latch assembly may fail to detect an unlatched hood condition after the hood has been opened. The unsecured hood can fully open while the vehicle is moving, potentially obstructing the driver's view. The feds say there is a free software update to address the issue. Rich Thomason reporting.
The popular deli meat company Boar's Head is recalling an additional 7 million pounds of ready-to-eat products as an investigation into a deadly listeria outbreak continues. The new recall includes 71 products made between May 10th and July 29th. More details at srnnews.com.